All right, everybody, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Always ready. Let's do it.
Awesome. So today we're going to focus on something that can seem pretty daunting, especially for you med students out there. Audiograms.
Yeah, those little charts can definitely feel like a whole new language sometimes.
Right, like deciphering some kind of secret code.
Yeah.
But don't worry, by the end of this, you'll be able to look at an audiogram and know exactly what's what. Like, what's going on with someone's hearing just by glancing at that chart?
Absolutely. And as future doctors, you're going to be using them all the time. They're the starting point for pretty much anything to do with hearing loss. So, really important to get a good handle on them.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Like the first thing you do when you look at an audiogram, so you've got this chart, right, with all these lines and numbers.
Right.
And the first thing I always look at is that 20 dB line. Like anything above that line, you're usually in the clear, normal hearing zone.
Yeah, think of it like a green zone, right? Just a quick visual cue. If the results are hanging out up there, you're probably good to go.
Exactly. But of course, it's not always that simple. I mean, there's a reason those audiograms have all those other lines and numbers,
Oh,
right?
absolutely. There's a whole lot more to it than just that 20 dB line. It's just your first quick check. But then you got to dive deeper, look closer at the results for both air conduction and bone conduction.
Right. And that's where those different types of hearing loss come in, right? Sensor neural conductive and
Mixed. You got it.
mixed, yeah.
So, if you see both air and bone conduction results dipping below that 20 dB line, that's often a sign of sensor neural hearing loss.
So both below 20 dB, sensor neural. Got it. Okay. Now, what about conductive hearing loss? What does that look like on an audiogram?
Well, with conductive hearing loss, something's blocking the sound waves from getting to the inner ear.
Okay, so like earwax buildup, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Exactly. Or maybe fluid in the middle ear. Think of it like a physical obstacle. So on the audiogram, you'll see air conduction affected because the sound waves are struggling to get through. But bone conduction, that'll often be normal.
Ah, okay. So bone conduction is kind of like a shortcut, right?
Yeah.
It bypasses all that blockage.
Exactly. It goes straight to the inner ear, vibrates those skull bones, and stimulates the cochlea directly. So it's super helpful for figuring out where the problem is.
So just to recap, if bone conduction's good, but air conduction's down, we're probably looking at a conductive hearing loss. And if both are down, it's more likely to be sensorineural. Is that right?
You got it. You're getting the hang of this.
Right. Feeling good. Okay, so then we've got mixed hearing loss, which I guess, as the name suggests, is a bit of both.
Exactly. It's like a combo deal. You might see this in someone who has age-related hearing loss, which is sensorineural, but then they also get an ear infection on top of that, which is conductive. So you've got both things going on at the same time.
Wow, that's really interesting. So it's not always just one or the other. It can be a mix.
Exactly. And the more you look at these audiograms, the easier it gets to spot the patterns and understand what they mean. It becomes almost second nature after a while.
That's reassuring. So, key takeaways for everyone. Remember that 20 dB line is your starting point. Then, think about those three types of hearing loss: sensorineural, conductive, and mixed. And don't forget the power of bone conduction.
It's your secret weapon.
Haha, yes. It helps you pinpoint where that hearing loss is coming from.
Exactly. So as you continue on your medical journeys, think about this. How might knowing the specific type of hearing loss change how you treat a patient? What kind of treatments would you consider for each type?
Ooh, that's a good one to ponder. And on that note, we'll wrap things up for today. Thanks for joining us on another deep dive.
See you next time.